Welcome to the Super Chunky Podcast Show with your host, Christy and Bert. Today is April 14th, 2018, and this is episode 2. Thank you for joining us today. This episode is posting a little early this week. I'm currently on vacation in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, visiting family, and I am stuck in my hotel room due to this current blizzard in April we're experiencing. So I had some time on my hands to get the episode done and ready. For those of you that don't live in the northern states, this isn't typical weather for us. Usually we have spring right about now, but this winter has been very cranky this year, and we get some nice spring-like days to melt all the snow, then some more snow, then spring again to melt everything, and then more snow. And now here in Sioux Falls and parts of Minnesota, we're under a blizzard warning, and Sioux Falls even has a flood warning that was happening as well. It's been kind of crazy around here. I'm supposed to be leaving home tomorrow, but we'll have to see how the roads are. So as you probably have guessed, I'm not joined by Christy today. We knew this vacation was coming up, so we decided to record our experience during the Minnesota Yarn Shop Hop last week. So what you're about to hear was recorded during our two-day road trip visiting 15 yarn shops through the greater metro area on April 5 through 6. We visited 11 shops the first day, and then the final four shops on the second day. We took a moment in the car between shops to record our thoughts. You'll occasionally hear Christy's mom, Jan, in the background. We apologize for the audio quality. We recorded everything on portable recording equipment. So enjoy, and we'll get back to our normal conversation in 2 weeks.
You good?
Probably.
Okay.
Well, I don't know how close it needs to be.
Well, you're working. I think you're working.
Yeah, I'm working. I'm collecting Pokemon.
You're collecting Pokemon?
It's my job today. Collecting knitting patterns, yarn, and Pokemon.
Well, there you go. So what have we thought so far?
Let's see. So first shop we hit was All About Yarn. What was their theme? First responders. And their yarn really matched that really well. Sort of a red, blue, white.
Yep.
A little black mixed in. And I think one of the owners mentioned that the dyer is a retired police officer, so right. That was kind of fun.
Yeah.
I think that was kind of coincidental, but it sounded cool. It's yarn from Texas. I remember that it's like Twisted Owl or something with an owl.
Yes.
I like owls.
Yes, so. That sounds about right.
Yeah. I liked that they had both a knit and a crochet pattern. It was a knit hat and a crocheted fingerless gloves. Then we headed over to Amazing Threads.
Right.
Who, as tradition dictates, had three different patterns or three totally different yarns.
Right.
But at least they did have one that was crochet, which I definitely appreciate.
Yes.
That there's one, you know, I do both, and so it's kind of fun. And there are some people that only crochet, so I think it's really cool when shops do have something to crochet.
I think the thing I don't like is when the pattern takes so much yarn.
Yes.
Like one of them, I think she mentioned, takes 4 to 5.
Right.
It's like, wow.
It's not like they're $5 skeins or something.
No. Some of these skeins are kind of expensive.
But I mean, their patterns were pretty. Mm-hmm. I ended up choosing the yarn that goes with the crochet one, partly because it was something that only needed one skein, and it was Wonderland, which I love.
Right.
Wonderland yarns. Yep. So that was sort of an easy choice.
Beautiful. Huh? Yeah. And the colors were beautiful.
Yeah, it's not really my colors, kind of, you know.
No, like it wasn't.
Pinky oranges, yellows or something.
And, yeah.
But it'll be fun and bright, and I probably could use it.
And like I mentioned, I'm not big on crochet, but I actually like that pattern. It didn't look as crochet as some stuff does.
No, not at all. Yeah, it was very, it wasn't a granny square by any means. It had some fun elements, some little worm tail kind of thing, which I've done in knitting, but not crochet.
Right.
So anything else about Amazing Threads?
It was hopping when we first got in there.
It was hopping.
Oh my gosh.
It was hard to get through the line.
Yes.
It was hard to check out.
Yeah.
There were definitely a lot of people.
And I think that's always been a thing, is the spacing issue in there. It's pretty tight.
It is. Yeah. So then, let's see. We hopped down to Excelsior to go to Lakeside Yarn, which I like their shop. Like they're the as far as, you know, it's like, I always feel like it's friendly there. And,
right. It's cozy.
And yeah, it's a nice environment. They are an Excelsior, so that, you know, does mean something about kind of the yarns that they carry and stuff. But I always find pretty things there.
Right.
Oh, we didn't talk about Amazing Threads Hero, which was Sisterhood.
Oh, right.
I don't know what to say about that. I don't have a sister.
I do, but it's not the same thing.
Right. So let's see. So anyway, and then back at Lakeside, the hero was Tilly. There's a whole thing that I need to read to know what that was all about.
Me too.
Something about refugee camp or something. I don't know. So that'll be good to read up on. I like that they kind of have some sort of like historical thing.
And I like when they put up a display or something.
Yeah, they do a nice job of kind of explaining stuff and putting up a thing. They do have some fancy Fido yarn again, which is a little, it's a little tough on the pocketbook, but it is a gorgeous, sort of like a shawl, but connected, but you knit it in the round, but it's kind of styled or like knit in a way where it kind of ends up looking a little bit like a shawl draped over your shoulders, but it's a little, it's kind of cool. Kind of a crescent shawl type thing. I really, really, really like the colors. Those are me colors.
Yes.
Sort of like muted blues and greens.
Right. And then we had lunch.
Yep. Then we stopped for a very nutritious Leontine lunch. Oh, look, a fire station.
And now, where are we headed now?
Twisted Loop. That's one of the trickier ones for navigation to find.
Right.
But yeah, I really like, if that shop wasn't so far away, I would maybe go to it every once in a while. I think Jenny is the shop owner's name. I really like her. Something like that.
I got free stuff the last time I was there because I still wore my unicorn pin from 2016 that matched my beard. So I got the other pin I didn't get.
That's right. Forgot about that. Aren't you a freaking unicorn?
Yes. Yes, I am.
That was where I bought that one orange and white Attenti purse.
Right.
A few years ago.
That was the shop that we discovered. Stitch holders.
Yeah, those circular stitch holder thingies that
are
really slick. I love those things. I think there was someone who posted on the Ravelry group for the Shop Hop that she and her friend have like a goal to knit all of the things in between each shop.
Oh my God.
I know. Like, you know, I could do that, but it might be all I get done. I mean, when they had that contest where you posted stuff on Instagram, like things that you've made from previous shop hops on Instagram, I found all of the things that I've made, like all five of them.
Me too.
And I've been to how many shops? It's what, the 12th annual. And I've been doing this at least, I don't know, 6 years?
You did it a year or two before I ever did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so we left off with...
So I think we last talked about...
Twisted Loop.
Twisted Loop.
Yeah.
Okay.
So then we have Unwind.
All right. Did we talk... So we talked about four shops? Because we talked about...
No,
we talked about Lakeside.
We didn't talk about Twisted Loop. Because we didn't talk about Doctor Who yet.
Right. Okay, so shop number four was where we encountered Doctor number four.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Their hero was Doctor Who, and specifically the Tom Baker Doctor Who number four.
I love their patterns and their kit.
Yeah, those were really fun.
Yeah.
They're, you know, Doctor Who-ish. So yeah, they had two patterns, one a scarf, one a hat out of the same kit, that are sort of, you know, like Tom Baker scarf inspired.
Right. And even though they weren't like exact colors, they went really well together.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
They look really nice. Boilers. We might be wearing that for Shop Hop next year.
Right.
Might be our matching item. So last year we wore items that were made out of the same colorway 5-pack of yarn in like sort of a coral peachy gradient.
Yep.
Different patterns. This year we're all doing the same pattern, but
and yarn, different colors.
And then different colors of Malabrigo. I don't know how to pronounce Caracol or whatever, for sure. And so yeah, next year we'd be totally matchy-matchy if we wore our scarves and
which would
hats.
Technically, I guess, be the next progression, really.
Right?
I
mean, sort of makes sense. So
and then they had the nice Doctor Who bags. Those were cool.
Yeah, so Daisy Girl bags. And I think that they said that they got the fabric special. Like, it wasn't just, you know, like, fabric you find. Like, they maybe
right.
had the fabric designed. And they're cool Daisy Girl bags that have a window opening, which I love.
Mm-hmm.
I have the owl.
There okay. we go. So we left off at Unwind Yarn.
Yep. So, Oma Shawl.
Oma Shawl. And it was the kind of a neutral color with three different colors. Pink, accents, purple or blue. Right? Was it a blue?
Yeah, sort of an aqua blue,
oh,
I think.
Oh, right, right.
Yeah. It was pretty.
And I liked that in theirs, for their hero, the grandmother, that they had people write on the window who their knitting hero was.
Yes.
That was kind of cool and interactive.
Yeah. I had no idea what to put for that, so I didn't. Yeah,
neither did I. And then from there, we went to Three Kittens.
Oh, yeah. She had three.
Yep.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Ada Lovelace, and a third, whose name is escaping me at the moment.
Lovelace hat, my own words cowl, or the patterns.
Right. Yeah, that third inspiration is...
I always enjoy her shop. It's more of a geeky shop.
I kind of think it's fun that they also have needlepoint stuff.
Yes. Oh my God.
I kind of wish that they had cross-stitch stuff, because I do that, or I used to do that, and it might be fun to check
it
out.
I'm kind of glad I don't do either of those, because I would buy so much thread.
Yeah, so they had the same base yarn, but three different colorways. That was a really hard decision, but I only got one. I got the one that was inspired by Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Oh.
I really hemmed and hawed over a really cool Attenti bag at Three Kittens, but I chose not to get it. But I did get a cool felted, like, basket woven.
No, that wasn't at Three Kittens. Was it?
Oh, no.
No. Shoot. That was at...
I'm screwing up my shops. Those two shops remind me so much of each other in some ways that... Yeah,
it was from, the heart.
Yeah, I don't know why I get those ones confused sometimes. But yeah, so Three Kittens. Was I tempted by anything at Three Kittens?
Well, we saw those yarn bowls.
Oh, right.
And then there was that wooden one that had a yarn, like a yarn holder thing on one side, and the needle, gauge, and little ruler on the other side of the box.
Right, yeah, that was
really cool.
Yeah, that's a really cool design.
And then, of course, she's always got wonderful bags.
Yes.
Themed bags and things.
Yes.
And the Knit from the Heart, theirs was...
Underdog!
Oh, that's right, Underdog.
That's going to be obnoxious on the recording.
Their what color would you say that was? Like an orangey?
Yeah, they had...
Peachy?
Yeah, they had one that was sort of darker corals. Corals? Corals, yeah.
But with more orange in it, I think.
It was a little more orange. And
that one was already sold out.
Yes. And then one that was more just straight blues, and then one that was denim that sort of blues and sort of into a grayish mottled thing. There's a better word for that. I spent some time drooling over a really cool Attenti bag with papayas on it. But I walked away without that and then got
the felted basket
bag that
is really cool, and I would totally buy one if I'm pretty sure that's wool.
Yes.
And that would just, you know, kill my wife.
Yeah, we don't want Amy to.
No, we don't want that.
No. It was kind of fun. I really kind of like some of the shops that do some fun heroes as well. And
right.
I think Underdog, you know, and I think they had a thing that everybody is a hero kind of thing.
And they had cupcakes and coffee.
Yes.
And little chocolate treats.
Thank you.
And then from there, we went to Darn It Anyway in Stillwater. I loved theirs. Theirs was military families.
Yes.
And the pattern was While Waiting Cowl, which was really pretty.
Yeah.
And it has a simple kind of elegance to it.
Right. But the yarn is Sweet Georgia, which I think is a silk blend. It's soft and gorgeous, like all Sweet Georgia. I'm trying to think. I keep forgetting something that I was going to say about Darn It Anyway. Other than I love the name Darn It Anyway.
We saw some fun, inappropriate bags.
Yes. They have some of the... Is it Blue Q? Is that the brand?
And yeah, I think so.
So those... I love those bags
I need to give you some.
Yes.
If I didn't have to save my stinking money.
Yeah.
And then a hop, skip, and a jump over to Lila and Claudine's. Theirs was Animal Rescue.
They have a really had a really cool display of a doghouse with Joy. I don't know whose dog Joy is, but right. But that was sort of one of the inspirations.
And they had three patterns and two or three different types of yarn. I don't remember.
I think it was just two colorways.
Well, then there was that green.
The green and the blue.
Green and the blue, but then the one that she got was a different colorway. It was more of a variegated, but it had purples and blues and pinks and different colors.
Was that one of the official shop
yarns? That's what they were saying, yeah.
Oh, I was only aware of the two, the blue and the green. But I don't know. I got the blue. It's pretty. I think they had a crochet, I think it's a shawl. Wrap, something yep. like that. I think I might do that.
And we ran into some W friends over there.
We did run into some W friends.
So that was that's always pleasant when we get to run into people that we see. What was it? What was the one we were coming out of that had, they commented on our cowls. They picked up on it. Was that after Lakeside?
That was after Lakeside, yeah.
A couple people have noticed our cowls this time.
Yes.
Yeah, so that was nice.
They are fairly prominent pieces of accessory.
And then we went to Sheepy Yarn Shop, where I got instantly recognized. They took my picture I think they took my picture the first year. I don't think they took it last year. Theirs was Amelia Earhart, right?
Yes.
Yes. I did love their colors. Both options were really pretty.
Yeah.
Kind of the pinks and neutrals, but then they had a brown and pinks.
The pink, I think, is all the same, and then it was a gradient of three browns or three grays.
And it's an aviatrix scarf.
All these multicolor things with all the ends to weave in. Gosh.
And I did love that three kittens, going back to that they handed me a men's knit night, which I would totally go if it wasn't, like 40 minutes away from my house.
Yeah, it's a bit of a hike.
And now we're heading off to our home shop just to check in and see how they are, because we miss them.
Yes.
So we're on day two of the shop hop.
We started our day at the Yarnery in St. Paul.
We did 11 yesterday?
We did 11, technically, yes.
Okay.
Though our feed, like anything that we post, is going to make it look like we only went to 10 because we're saving 11. We like to go there every day. So, okay, I'm loving that's coming through the speaker.
I know, right?
Her phone is plugged in. So the Yarnery had, their main yarn was by Neighborhood Fiber Company, I think is the name of it. They have used them in the past. I actually knit a cowl from them a few years ago. It's one of the few things I've made from the hop. I really liked it. And then
Their solid hero was? Voices of Equality?
Yes.
Yes.
I thought it was really fun that they had two patterns. One of them was a scarf. So they had their yarn is a sort of a variegated mini skein, I think is the special shop hop. And then five different solids
right.
to choose from. So.
Well, that's right. It was five.
Yeah.
And see, I don't mind when they do that. When it's like one main and then a couple variations of solids. So you get
right.
your color.
Right. It's sort of interesting, though. One of their patterns is kind of a, a scarf. Really pretty. But then their other one was a baby sweater.
Yeah.
Which is that's really unique for the hop. I thought that was
right.
really cool.
I don't recall ever seeing a baby anything before.
I think even if it's not something that I personally am going to knit or crochet or whatever, I still think it's fun when they have different types of things that you can make out of that kit, like
right.
the sweater or, was it last year? Yeah. Last year, W had the teapot cozy
or a hat.
Yeah. It was one or the other, but the teapot cozy is fun, right?
But I don't have a teapot, so.
Well, right. But if you do, that's a cool thing. Or maybe you buy one to put your, your tea
right.
cozy on.
I'm really tempted to get a teapot, not just so I can make the cozy.
Right. It's like, I think I did get two skeins because I thought I might make both
right.
someday. The Yarnery is always kind of...
Yeah, I've always enjoyed their patterns, I think.
I don't have that kind of teapot. I might, actually.
Is she going to get picked up by the mic?
Possibly. Which is fine. That's Jan, for those that don't know.
Yeah. To boost your signal. Oh, my phone is buzzing. That's what's going on. Whoops. But then we made a couple of detours. Are we going to talk about our
sure.
detours? Okay.
Totally.
Absolutely. So I recently discovered that there is one place in within 100 miles that sells Leuchtturm journals. I don't know if that's the kind of...
Well, maybe we should tell them where it is, because then everybody will go there and they'll be sold out all the time. I'm just kidding.
Well, you know, they'd be doing well for themselves. Yes, they just have to order more. They'll be fine.
Right.
Store's wet paint. I tried to call it mixed paint and GPS couldn't find that. Wet paint in St. Paul, also on Grand Avenue, like the Yarnery, just, I don't know, a mile or two down the road. They have a lot of art supplies, which mean nothing to me, but then they also had journals
and pens,
right?
I could stay there all day.
And notebooks and some pencils. They didn't have as many pencils as I was maybe hoping that they would have, but they did have a good selection of some Blackwing pencils.
Yeah, they had a huge selection of colored pencils and pens and canvases, and I even saw like tattoo stuff, and yeah, just like everything was there.
Calligraphy, origami paper.
Oh my god, their calligraphy, all the different nibs. Yes.
Yeah, that's someplace I definitely want to go back to.
Yes.
Check out other things. I did get a special Leuchtturm journal that Wet Paint had made that has like an outline of the state of Minnesota on it, and then WPSP, which I assume stands for Wet Paint St. Paul.
Yep.
So that was kind of, I don't need a Leuchtturm journal, but one with Minnesota on it's kind of cool.
Heck
so
yeah.
I'll take it. I did take it. Along with a bunch of, the main thing that I wanted was that they had Blackwing Volume 73 pencils in stock, which are really pretty blue. They're Volume 73, which is a number that I really like. I'm not sure I want to say why. it might have something to do with my age. But it's a really pretty blue, and I've heard really good things about that pencil, or heard read things online about that pencil. So an opportunity. And they had pens and pencils on sale.
Right.
So
that was a good day to go.
Yeah. And then I got they have some of the two-ended pencils where it's one is a pencil on one end and a red on the other, which I really like. I actually have gotten one of those from somewhere else in the past and recently used it at work and had to instantly order another one so I could make sure I could leave one at work. And now I just bought another one. and then, was it a pencil on one end and a yellow highlighter, like a pencil highlighter?
Yep.
On the other end, and then one is red and on one and blue on the other. So got some pencils. I like my tools. And then I was very sad recently to realize that Starbucks had closed all of the Tifana locations. I knew that some of them were going to get closed, but I didn't know they were all closed. But then I sort of somehow accidentally found this local tea place called Tea Source. They have, I think, 3 stores. And so we went to one of those that was not too far away from Wet Paint.
And that was my first time ever going into an actual, like, tea shop.
Ah, very nice.
Yeah.
So it was kind of fun to just
smell wonderful walking
yeah,
in there.
Yeah, I loved it. And they had a catalog that you can look through to check out.
And tons of tea accessories. Things.
Yes.
Yeah. We'll have to go back there for sure again.
Yeah, yeah.
And you could sit and have tea there, so.
Well, yeah, I was... If it weren't for the hop, I would totally like sit down and or at least order some.
Right.
They had hot or iced tea, or it looks like you could order a pot to have to like sit and maybe share a pot.
Yep.
Or whatever too. So, yeah. There are a couple other locations that are a little closer to home that might work out better. But it was kind of fun to stop in that one since we were so close.
Right.
Check it out. And then we rejoined the hop.
Well, we had.
Wait! Well, that's right. We stopped and had lunch first.
Yeah.
What are you pointing at? I know where we are. Perkins. Yes. Well, it's a Perkins. It's the one with the guy who would always call me lady. Oh. Yeah. Yeah, that's the one.
Wasn't that universities?
No. Oh. No. I think it was this one. I'm not positive about that, though.
I think it's universities.
We go to too many Perkins locations, is what we're saying. But yes, we stopped for lunch at Snuffy's Malt Shop. Also, just a mile up the road from Tea Source. So we were able to get in, which sometimes those places are really, really packed. But we were able to get in. We were able to get a table and had some delicious malts and burgers. But
yeah, the malts.
The malts were really the big draw. Yeah. I had fudge and banana, which was good. It was very fudgy, a little light on the banana. But it was
both
good.
Me and Jan had Dreamsicle. And as she said, it was a dream. It was. And what was in between T-Source and Stuffy's, what was surreal, was realizing when I stepped out and we got back to the car that I was literally one block up on the same street of my old grandmother's and great aunt's house that I used to go to every weekend. So I was literally in my old other stomping grounds. And then after Stuffy's, what did we do? Who did we hit next? Stephen B's.
Stephen B.
Love Stephen B's.
It's like the only thing that is not so awesome about Stephen B is that it's in the city.
Yes, I wish it was closer.
Right. Suburban folk.
Right.
So I think they have so many fun things there, but it's just the timing and the distance sometimes make it a little bit of a challenge to try to do any of those things.
As I would say, it's my tribe. Glitter and fabulousness everywhere. And then Stephen B. himself, unicorn snotted my beard. In other words, he put glitter all over it. And now I'm shiny for the rest of the day.
Possibly longer.
Possibly longer, that crap.
Let's see how that works.
Well, I'll find glitter for weeks.
Oh, still sparkly.
Right. Renfest will come around and we'll catch a glint.
Right. So their hero... or heroes are firefighters, mm-hmm. and they had really all kinds stuff. Of things that you yes. could get. There's a firefighter calendar that helps raise funds for coats for kids. There was a
featuring St. Paul firemen.
Was it St. Paul or Minneapolis?
St. Paul.
Well, good to know. We should mention, of course, why they chose firefighters, or at least one reason why. Is that their shop is in an old firehouse.
Oh, yep.
So that was a brilliant choice, I thought.
Right.
So then their pattern was this. It's kind of a really interesting design cowl.
Right.
I think it's going to be really cool.
That kind of comes up on your neck and kind of out.
Yeah. And kind of covers the back a little bit.
And there was also one that had like a hood version.
Oh, I didn't necessarily see that, but that does not surprise me.
Yeah, it was really cool.
That's one I'm really kind of looking forward to. I don't know. Yeah, it's kind of got like open sides that they had closed with jewel closures.
Right.
Jewel, J-U-U-L, that were kind of fun. I think I ended up getting orange ones because my yarn has orange in it. We'll see how it looks. Because they didn't have the black ones that I wanted.
And along with that, with the calendar, did we mention the bags and the...
Oh, no, not yet. There were so many things.
I know.
Because, like, they had the yarn. I mean, they had three color... it was at least three. There were three main colorways, I think, and then some other things that were Shop Hop exclusive colorways. There was a sort of a neutral tannish with sort of scorchy colors, black and orange and red.
Right.
And... something with blues and something with reds, and they all had cool names, or pinks. Maybe it was more pink. And so then they had bags designed
by Christopher Straub.
Yes.
Project Runway, right?
Yes.
Yes.
It was like his name wasn't coming to my mind, with firefighters on them.
Shirtless firefighters.
Right. And
then the little rescue kits.
Right, yes, the rescue kits, which I'm looking forward to digging into mine to see what's all actually in there. But they're sort of like the tins that you can buy that have
your emergency
little bit
supplies,
of tools in them and stuff. And I have a few of those, but this one, it's a little bit larger, and it had some more things in it that I think a lot of those kits have in there. So, so that's gonna be kind of fun to have and a little keepsake of that hop.
It's always hard going into that store and not just like spending a crap ton of money.
Right. Well, yeah, because on the way out, I managed to only choose one skein of the special Shop Hop yarn. I got the sort of neutral one. And then I did get a calendar and a project bag and the toolkit. And I thought I was doing well. Oh, and a few jewel enclosures. And I thought I was doing really well. And then there was a whole huge display of Miss Babs. And someone held up a skein. I wasn't even looking at it. Someone held up a skein to look at it, and it caught my eye, and I couldn't leave it behind. It's like really cool orange and black on a sort of a cream base. Oh my gosh. So pretty.
The only other thing I think he needed at a shop was to have shirtless firemen walking around.
Yeah.
Deciding guy behind me.
Oh, and then they had a photo op, which we did not take advantage of, with a pole.
A pole, yes.
But yeah, that shop is always fun.
Fireman pole, because immediately I would have thought stripper pole, and I don't know why.
Yeah, I'm sure I don't know why. Yeah, so yeah,
maybe I'm just a stripper at heart. I don't know.
There's always so much to look at that shop, and there's always just a lot of fun. Everybody who works there seems to really love their job and enjoy seeing, you know, different people that they see.
And we
every
ran
year.
Into more W people again.
Yes. Oh, and in fact, I ran into Corey Eichelberger, who I talked about on our first episode from a class that I attended of hers at W. So that was kind of fun.
Yeah.
See her out in the wild. So.
And then from there we went to Needles and Skeins.
Needle and Skein. Yes. No plurals. Although I don't know how can you knit with just one needle?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Well, yeah, but it still has two ends. I mean, it's still two.
I'm sure if you tried hard enough, probably.
Maybe.
I don't know where you'd put the once you cast off where you'd put it on.
Yeah, could be tricky.
Yeah.
But yeah, their hero is pretty awesome.
It was Wonder Woman. Had to get my picture.
Of course.
Taken with their little stand up thing. Kit is wonderful. It's a gauntlet, Wonder Woman gauntlet, things with the blue and the red and the white. And I was looking at the colors that they were named: Justice, Guardian, and Truth. Like, perfect.
Very nice.
Yeah. Gorgeous, gorgeous colors. Yeah, we'll have to link like all of Christy's Instagram pictures to the show notes.
Yeah, they were fun too.
Yeah.
They were fun. I don't know what I'm saying. I think that those mitts are going to be really fun to make.
And they looked like I'm not much for color work just because I don't like stretching yarn across, and it's I can't get the tension right. But these look like these might be easier to do.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't look at it too closely. I was just like, oh, pretty. I'm going to take this bag of yarn now. Thanks.
Because it's more like, they looked more like striped work than, you know, color work.
Okay.
So I'm excited.
And it was kind of cool to see the new owner's shop, that shop.
Was that big walled area there before?
The big walled area.
So when you walked in, you know how there was the open space in the front and then it kind of tapered off to an L towards the back? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, the footprint seemed similar to me.
Yeah, but
it was just designed
the back
arranged differently.
Seemed different.
Oh, maybe.
Like, I don't remember it, that bigger wall, long area being there.
Oh, yeah, the deep part over there. Yeah, I think that might be true, that it didn't seem... Yeah, it seemed a little different, but I can't...
I thought the store was more open before. Like, maybe they built a room for something, like a storage room or something. I don't know, but I liked it. It was nice in there.
Yeah. Yeah, it seemed nice. They,
staff was wonderful.
Yes, staff was very nice. They have, that's one of those places that carries like Shibuya and some of those.
And they have Apple Pay, which
they did
both love.
Have Apple Pay, yeah. It is so much fun to pay with my watch and have people go, what?
Right.
What are you doing? Even in places where they should know better. Like, I can understand that a yarn shop probably, your average yarn shop is probably not going to get a ton of Apple Watcher people, but other places that I go, they're like, you want to do what now? I'm like, you have the thing right there. But with your phone? No, watch. I mean, yes, I can use my phone, but my watch is right here.
Right.
My phone's like all the way in my pocket.
Yeah. And then from there, we went to Knit and Bolt.
Yep. Also, new ownership.
Yep.
Of a location that had closed. Similar kinds of things. It's both they have yarn and some knitting things and some crochet things, but then they also have fabric.
Mm-hmm. I love their fabrics, but they're unique.
Yeah.
It's not your Joanne Fabrics kind of place.
Right. Yeah, they've got some really... I want to go back there sometime and take a longer look and see if there's some fabric that I either want to figure out how to make something out of, or perhaps
I was able to talk Jan into buying some fabric.
Yes.
Not that it was difficult at all.
Yeah, it was so much twisting. Twist, twist, what?
Okay, and then their hero was...
I'm not exactly sure I understood their hero.
Because they had a picture of like a nondescript superhero woman, And then they had a picture of Princess Leia.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it was like Star Wars and...
Yeah, it was not clear on their hero, but their hat is cool.
Yeah. It looks like a beanie hat with kind of a flipped up rib, but then you flip the rib down and there's two eye holes.
Yes.
So then it's like a little mask.
You got a built-in mask.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. So, and the colors were beautiful.
Yeah. It's there's a word for that, but they remind me of comic book colors.
Yes, kind of red, blues,
gold, yellow.
But they're kind of like a muted and a little bit of a jewel tone, like a muted, because like the red wasn't quite like red.
Right.
Yeah. Kind of an orangey red, but soft.
Yeah.
And then we're heading now to our home store W, which we did stop at last night, so we already can kind of talk about it because we saw the yarns and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So their theme is Camelot, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Which I think is fun.
Yeah.
Knights of the Round Table and King Arthur and Guinevere and Merlin, of course.
They have lovely minstrel music playing in the background. And then they had decorations up, which fit the theme. And their colors are very regal. These nice deep blue, royal blues and royal purples. And yeah.
Yep. It's mountain colors yarn.
It's a cowl.
Yes. Yeah, there are three, I think, right?
A hat. What was the other thing? And like a shawl, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. And the cowl and the hat, I believe, have this kind of, not really crisscross, but kind of a offset crisscross.
Yeah.
Beautiful little pattern in there. And then they had a nice backdrop. A lot of these places this year had a backdrop or some sort of photo opportunity.
Yeah.
Which I thought was cool.
Yeah, I think it's kind of fun to do things that are interactive because people are taking photos of themselves and whatever during the hop anyway.
Right.
Sometimes we don't, but sometimes we do.
Yep. And then every place we got to pick up a bead. And so now we'll be turning in. When we get to the end, we get, is it a necklace or we can turn it into some sort of a charm?
Well, yeah. So I think we get a cord. I think the intent is that you can make it into a necklace. But I think, depending on, I don't know how much around 15 beads is going to be, if you can do a bracelet or whatever.
Since I wouldn't wear either one of them as a guy. I'm thinking I'm going to see if I can
find... You're going to turn into a woman?
You're very funny. Renfest here, Renfest.
Yes. Yeah,
but I'm thinking, because when I was at one of the shops, I think it was Twisted Loop, I saw this beaded abacus counter thing.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'm going to see if I can somehow turn mine into one of those kind of like beaded counter things.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've been doing my 10-step blanket where I have to keep track of my... my wrapping turns.
Mm-hmm.
So then maybe I can just use that as like a stitch marker / counter.
Oh, yeah.
So that might be handy.
It's not necessarily, I mean, not that most anybody would judge you for wearing a necklace like that.
Right.
But it isn't, I mean, that's one thing that I think is sometimes a little challenging is that they are thinking mostly about women and, you know, for what kinds of things people would like to receive on the hop.
Right.
I thought one thing that was sort of interesting is that, because I was thinking about the fact that in the past I've taken, when we leave a shop, I usually take a photo of the pattern without showing the pattern and the yarn that I probably bought and like the bead or charm or whatever that thing is that they had as the premium for doing the easy pass or donating to the food shelf. But that's because, the charm was something that you could only get at that shop. Whereas this year they were doing, like, everybody had a mix of these, beads and you just chose a bead from the thing. And, you saw the same variety at most of this, I pretty much saw a lot of the same things at all the different shops. So then it was sort of on you to make sure that you get things. I mean, on the one hand, you could probably do all the same or pretty much the same if you wanted something more similar or if you wanted things that were all different. But on the other hand, I can't identify which bead I got at which shop, which is sort of different from past shop hops. So it was just a little bit different because when they did the plastic beads for a Roe County bracelet a few years ago, the bead that you got was the specific color from that shop.
Right.
So.
And I mean, and I do like when they do, like one year they did the everybody got a stitch marker.
Yeah.
That's something functional that went with. The 2 years that they did the buttons and the bags, I mean, that was cool. But I haven't really done much with them.
Right, right.
So I like when it's something that I can keep using.
Right.
And then our day is almost done.
Yeah. Our hop is nearly over.
Now, are you guys going to stop in the shop tomorrow at all?
I will after my fantasy baseball draft. I'll probably just stop in and do my draft practice and stuff. Well, it starts at 8:30. We'll probably be done by 10:30-ish because we do it online. So it goes pretty fast. Okay. We meet in person, but our website runs it.
Okay.
So it usually goes pretty fast. A lot faster than it used to because there's a timer now. We can pause it. We have the control to do that, but we usually don't too much.
Because I will be at my home shop in my full Renfest gear to kind of tie in the Camelot theme and be like a real life prop for her photo booth. And I think my youngest said she would come with and dress up too and be in her stuff, but she said I had to take her to get coffee. She said, what time to what time? I said 9 o'clock in the morning, and she's like, I'm gonna need coffee.
Right. Yeah, well, it seems only fair.
Yeah, I told her I'll fly, she can buy. She's like, all right. So overall, how did you guys enjoy the shop hop this year? Crickets.
Overall, I mean, I always enjoy it. Last night when I was kind of going through the yarn that I bought yesterday, I wasn't super excited about making any of the projects, which is a little sad.
Right.
Like, so I'm not exactly sure what that means. Maybe it just means I have so many projects, like 30 or so on the needles.
Well, we are excited about making the Doctor Who one.
Yes. Well, and I actually thought about, especially since those are like mini skeins, that I could, you know, roll those into balls pretty quickly without having to wind them for realsies.
For realsies.
Well, you know, like with the whole like ball winder and Swift and stuff. It's like my setup at home is subpar, so it's a hassle. So it's a lot easier to wind stuff at the shop. So that's part of it too. Like I can't do anything until I wind it. But these little mini skeins, maybe. But I'm like, I gotta finish something, just something.
Right.
I am really great at starting projects, and I am not so great at finishing
them. I think I'm gonna bring my two projects for sure. The three, I should say, the Doctor Who stuff and the Wonder Woman stuff, and I'm gonna try and get those started on my trip.
Yeah.
Do some fun knitting for once. Instead of tedious stuff that I'm used to.
Yeah, I mean, there are things that I'm looking forward to, and then other things that I really like the yarn, but I wasn't sort of, you know, the pattern is fine, but I probably will use the yarn for something else, or things that I don't know. I think there's so many cowls, and I own already so many cowls that I'm just not sure about how many more.
I know, doesn't
of those
that always
need?
Feel like a default? Like when you're not sure what to do with something, cowl.
Well, it's sometimes also my default for, I'm not sure what I want to knit. I always enjoy knitting a cowl, which is why I have so many.
Yeah.
And they are practical, and I do wear those. Those are something that, unlike my shawls, my cowls actually do get worn.
Right.
And they're small enough that I don't have any trouble blocking
and,
them.
And oh my gosh, I'm going to have to start hunting around for enough yarn for that What's My Fade shawl that one was wearing.
I have yarn for that. I bought during, did I buy that during Shepherd's Harvest last year, maybe?
Maybe.
So I bought a bunch of stuff from Darn Yarn Minnesota. I also bought some project bags for her, and she is now actually based in Wisconsin, but she was based in Minnesota when she started her company. So Darn Yarn MN. She had some really cool yarns. So So I have yarn for it. I just haven't actually decided to dive into that project because it's going to take a while.
Right. Because it's got some brioche in there. And
yeah. And I have so many projects that, that might be the other, might be thinking of something else, but they're similar. I think it's Find Your Fade. Well, anyway, I have so many projects on the needles, and some of them are large, like that baby blanket, which way bigger than necessary for a baby, I gotta tell you, by Melissa Liebman. I don't have a ton of it left, but it just, I was knitting, and I got through all these clues, and then I was like, I need to take a break, and I haven't picked it up. I do that a lot with those larger projects.
Yeah. You can only work on a project for so long before you're just like, okay, I need something different.
Right. The trick is then picking it back up again, right, and actually finishing the thing so that I can, you know, finish it. But then, too, like with something that's really large, I don't really have any good places to block any of that. So it sometimes gets put off because, well, I'm not going to be able to block it anyway. I'll just work on that some other time and work on this small thing that either doesn't need blocking or is going to be easy for me to just throw down a couple of mats and block on the floor.
Right. We need like a blocking day where you just come over with some of your items, we block them, and watch movies.
Well, they take longer than that to dry.
Slumber party. I don't know.
I mean, this cowl that I'm wearing took 2 nights. It was very heavy.
There's that. Or we cheat because my dryer does have one of those drying rack inserts. Mm. And I can put it on air mode. So it can speed up the blocking process.
Interesting. How big is your dryer? Because it's small things. It's not, I don't have problems with small things.
No, this hoodie that I'm wearing, I mean, I have to like fold over the hood, but I can stick that in there on the drying rack and dry it.
It's the big long shawls that I'm having.
Yeah, those are tough.
In fact, what I think I'm going to end up having to do is use the guest room in my parents' house and put them on the bed in there or whatever.
Right.
So, or someday when I redesign, I'm trying to figure out if I can switch my bedrooms. And then I might have
then
more
you'll have
room.
A craft room.
Well, office/home office/craft room/guest room. Yeah, I have a lot of goals.
Well, I guess this will be our last recording now.
Yeah.
So we should probably say goodbye.
It's been fun.
It has. 2 days down. So, till next time.
See ya.
Thank you for listening. You can find our show notes and episodes on our website at superchunkypodcast.com or by subscribing to our show in iTunes or other podcasting services.
I always said if I was to be reborn in another era, 70s would have to be it. I mean, like, some like my teenage years were in the 70s or something. So I could actually enjoy the 70s, not just, you know, be on the very tail end of it and not even remember it.
I only have room for 2 more Pokemon.
Jeez.
I can't get in your balls to get them all. I know how that sounds. It's possibly for a stupid game.
Too bad she wasn't mic'd up for that one.